Well, Parramatta came into the season as one of the real heavyweights of the competition, and they have started the season very poorly. And joining us on the program this morning, our rugby league expert for Thursdays is Parramatta 5'8", Corey Norman. Good morning, Corey.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Very well, mate. More importantly, how are you and how are the Eels going?
Yeah, look, mate. Good. Tough start of the year, like you said, and we're just out there training hard.
It's starting to get into the must-win zone, though, isn't it? 0 from 3, you know, it's pretty difficult when you go 0 and 4.
It is, yeah, mate, it is. And, it's another massive game again Monday. And like you said, it's a must-win, this game.
Are things starting? Do you get the feeling, Corey, that things are starting to conspire against you with the losses and then, unfortunately, some injuries are starting to mount up, aren't they? Jared Hayne out, Bevan French has got that injured shoulder, Clint Gutherson hopefully back in some 4 weeks. How's everything holding up?
Yeah, look, we're still in high spirits out there, to be honest. Like you said, those injuries, are not ideal for us. But we've always had faith in people who come in to do the job. And we can't look for any excuses or listen to any outside noise. We've just got to knuckle down. And like you said before, it's a must-win game and we've just got to win. As simple as that.
Yeah, a couple of things stand out to me, Corey. Only 18 points in 3 games, but you haven't been able to score any points in the second halves. That's a concern. What have you guys identified the reason or the problem areas of your game have been?
Yeah, look, I think, our attack's just not clicking at the moment, and it's a weird thing to have for us because we've always been able to put points, on the board. So, obviously not scoring points, is hurting us at the moment. And, we're working hard in attack. But I think just the possession of the ball, we just don't get enough ball, with our ill discipline and too many turnovers. And then when we give the ball away, we just don't seem to get it for the next, 4 or 5 sets. When we do get it, we turn it over again and when you get the ball back, you just don't have any juice to, come up with any good football. But, I think we just need to, hold the ball and get a fair amount of possession.
The Tigers, they've been the surprise packet so far this year for mine, but their biggest surprise packet's been their defence has been incredible, including last weekend against the Brisbane Broncos, keeping them tryless. Have you identified anywhere you can crack them?
Yeah, look, I think we do our big video session on them tomorrow. So,
okay.
I've watched a few of their games as well, and at the end of the day, they're just turning up for one another. They're working hard. If someone makes a mistake or goes out of their system, there's someone right there to, make that tackle and got each other's back. And like you said, I think they've let in 3 tries over the last 3 weeks. So,
yeah.
It's going to be a tough one. And after that tough loss last week, no doubt they're going to come ready to rip in on Monday as well.
Yeah. Corey, I know in any team sport and the coaches always talk about you doing your role and every member playing it as well as they can. But for me, Parramatta are a better team when you are the dominant player. You get your hands on the football. Will we see that in the coming weeks or are you just going to play your role within that team?
Yeah, look, that's what I mean. The structure we've got set there now is, we've got a game plan and we're trying to stick to that as best as we can. And sometimes I don't get the ball in my hands as much. But in saying that, we're trying to stick to the game plan the coaches are giving us. And I think at the moment, everyone's so desperate for a win. Everyone's trying to win the game on their own as well. And when you try too hard, sometimes that can be even worse. So I think we just really need to calm down and just really stick to the game plan and just kind of trust the process.
I guess you're that man too, Corey, aren't you? With your experience as the key playmaker, it's sort of up to you to, run the ship and be the man at those crucial times and not panic.
Yeah, exactly right. And I'll pull my hand up. My form's not where it should be at the moment. And like I said before, I'm working hard at training. But, it's a must-win game. And we've got to, come and win on Monday.
And is it... Is it the same type of training this week, or can you sense there's a sense of urgency and intensity with
this
week?
Yeah, definitely there is. And probably last week the most pleasing thing was our defence was back. That attitude, defence is massive. So if we can get this attack right and come with that same attitude, hopefully the result will turn our way.
Well, it was a pretty dramatic improvement, Corey. Yeah. You leaked 9 tries against Manly. You only gave up 1 last week. So, the attitude was okay there, or even better than okay.
The attitude was there. And again, I think we just need to, trust the process there and with our attack and just really come with that attitude and defence.
Then your halves partner, Mitch Moses, up against his housemate this week, Brooks.
Lukey Brooks.
Yeah, no doubt there's a bit of banter in that house all week. So, hopefully we can come away with a win so Mitch can give some stick to Brooksy.
Mate, I wonder whether they've got a sin bin at home, because Mitchell spends a fair bit of time in the sin bin so far this year. He might be sent to his bedroom again.
Yeah, I know. He's had a bit of a spell the last couple of weeks, hasn't he? So it'd be good if he can stay on the field a bit longer.
Mate, you need to go around there and spend a bit of time and start to hit Brooksy up about their game plan. You might find some sheets lying around.
Hey, mate. Yeah, I know. Go over there for some brekkie and that.
Corey, I guess I'm just looking for some reasons for Parramatta's shaky start to the season. You know, all the bullets you guys sort of fired and all the intensity and all the adversity you faced there at Parramatta, and you played so well with all that adversity. Does that take a toll, or is that just would that just be an excuse?
No. It'd be an excuse. And look, if we could tell you what was happening what's happened the last 3 weeks, we would have fixed it and addressed it. It's just one of them things that it is what it is, and we can't look for excuses, or we can't listen to outside noise. We've just got to knuckle down and get our job done. It's simple as that.
Yeah, we know that Brad's pretty intense. Brad Arthur, the coach, how's he coping at the moment?
Yeah, look, he's intense, but I think he's controlled that in front of us. Sometimes if your coach is intense all the time at training, it can trickle down into the boys, and training can be intense and it can be, a bit jittery and stuff like that. So, in videos and that, he's pretty intense. But once we're out in the field, he's a bit more relaxed. And I think that's a good thing, because, if he can be intense around training all the time, it can trickle down to the boys.
Yep, and it's going to be a long weekend for you, mate, because you've got to wait until Monday. As you said, you've got your key sessions still to come. We thank you for your time this morning, Corey. Play well.
No worries. Thanks, boys.